Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. If you guys are new here or if you simply don't know, this week is my birthday week. My birthday is January 28th. So I am so excited to do this episode. So excited to see what God has in store for me for this week as I celebrate my birthday. I wanted to start off by saying thank you to you guys. Some of you guys have already been sending gifts to my P.O. box, been sending Cash App, PayPal, Zelle, monetary gifts. And I just want to say thank you. I love you guys so much. I feel like we have a little Christian Bay family, Christian Bay gang. And I really appreciate you guys for the gifts and your kind words, the kind emails. I appreciate it all. As for this week on thechristianbay.com, all of the coaching calls or the spiritual advising mentoring calls will be 50% off. And every day on the website, I'm going to add different items that will be $28 for this whole week. So make sure you guys go shop the website. And once again, thank you all for the birthday wishes, the birthday gifts, and just all the love that you guys always show me. I really appreciate it. Now, grab your journals. We're coming from the book of Mark chapter 5, and we're going to be focusing on verse 15. So this morning, as soon as I woke up, God gave me the word. And y'all, like, God has been really changing the way that he gives me the word. You might be able to tell in my podcast, he more so gives it to me in a prophetic way now, and it's very conversational, and it really just drops in my spirit when I least expect it. He's like, this is what we're talking about today. This is what we're doing today. So as soon as I opened my eyes today, he gave me today's word, and you can see it from the title. It's rest and confidence. And I mean, it makes sense that he did it as soon as I opened my eyes because I had just finished resting, but he said rest and confidence, and he gave me Mark chapter 5 verse 15. And what it says is, a crowd soon gathered around Jesus, and they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons. He was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. Now, when God gave me this verse to focus on, or really he just told me to read the whole Mark chapter 5, and then verse 15 stood out to me. And when he gave me this verse, I went to my Bible app and I read it in different translations. I did like 8 different translations because I'm just like, okay, God, you gave me the word rest and confidence, but what is the word in this verse? What are you trying to show me with this verse? And the part that stood out the most was they were all afraid. Why were they afraid? If you read the beginning of Mark 5, this was the man that had a legion of demons in him, and it says that he used to walk around and he used to destroy stuff, and he used to cut himself with stones, and it was just a known fact that he had all type of demons within him, and they would tie him up to chains and shackles, and he would get set free from those. Like, he would break out of the chains, break out of the shackles, but it would happen so often that he would be right back in the chains and shackles, and then he would break free from those, and then he would just walk around making noise and destroying things. So everyone in the town knew that this was the man that had all the demons in him, and no one could contain him, because every time they tied him up, every time they tried to fix this problem, every time you try to solve this problem that you have, every time you try to handle this situation on your own, every time you try to play God, it's like it continues to get worse. It doesn't get better. It gets worse every time you try to get in God's place. So this man that was demon possessed, he broke free from the chains many a times, but he will always end up chained back up, kind of like how we do. You always go through this same situation. You always see yourself facing these issues in relationships. You always see yourself getting backstabbed. And every time you think you fixed it, you end right back up in another situation that looks just like it. So this man was possessed by demons. This man tried to fix himself. This man thought that he had a solution. But every time, the people could see how he was still caught up in bondage. The people could see how he still had a legion of demons. And every time one left, more came back. So this was the man that was sitting next to Jesus, and it says he was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. Why were they afraid? Because just like us, when you experience a trial or tribulation multiple times, your mind begins to tell you that this thing is never going to change. Your mind begins to tell you that it will always be this way. That's the demon possessed man, and he's never going to change. He's always going to have demons in him. That relationship with your mom, y'all always go back and forth. It's never going to change. It's never going to be made better. That job situation, you're always going to feel like you're stuck in that position. You're always going to have a headache and sit in your car before you go into work. word. That relationship, you're always going to get guys who just don't value you and don't know your true worth. You're always going to experience that. It's never going to change. You're never going to be happy. You're never going to have a deeper relationship with God. You're never going to have the happy family with the children. You're never going to get the experience that, because every time you think you're set free from this chain, every time you try to break through from this, you find yourself right back in the situation again. So it seems like it's never going to change. This is the way that the people were thinking when they saw this man who was demon possessed for all of those years, when they saw this man who tried to get set free from these demons, but they kept coming back more and more. It seems like the minute that you get over something, you stepping into it again, and this time it's worse than it was last time. So can you really ever be set free? Can you really ever overcome this thing? Is the situation ever going to truly get better? And it's not just you trying to figure it out. You also have people around you that's watching you go through this, and they're wondering, is this thing ever going to get better? Because you've been walking around dealing with this for years, and you've been in it, and we've been seeing you in it. So it says that he was sitting there and they were all afraid, but it says he was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane. Because he knew that Jesus had set him free. He knew his testimony. He saw how God moved in his life. So he sat there quietly, clothed, renewed, and in his right mind, because he had experienced a breakthrough that couldn't be reversed. God is saying today, I need you to sit confidently in my presence. I need you to sit here fully clothed, and I need you to sit here perfectly sane, and I need you to sit here in your right mind, knowing that what I'm doing in your life will not be reversed, knowing that what I'm doing in your life is going to be one and done. This is going to be your last time going through this. This is going to be your last time experiencing this. And I need you to rest in that confidence of who I am, my power in your life, the breakthrough that I can bring forth in your life. Imagine if Jesus would have set this man free, and then the man continued to walk around how he was before. The man continued to feel like, are these demons going to come back? Am I going to go through this again? Imagine if the man worried and carried his past mistakes with him. Then what was the point of being set free if you just gonna carry the past trauma with you? You have to act accordingly when God sets you free. When Jesus sets you free, step into your new identity. This man was sitting there fully clothed and fully perfectly sane. It says he was perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. Why were they afraid? It says they were afraid. Some translations say they were terrified. Why were they afraid and terrified? Because they didn't experience what happened. They weren't there during the process. They weren't there during the breakthrough. You weren't there when Jesus set me free. So I can see why you still think I'm who I used to be, but I'm actually made brand new now. I'm actually fully clothed now. I'm actually perfectly sane now. And just because you want to view me like the old me, that has nothing to do with me, because I'm perfectly sane now, because I know that I was set free. I know my new testimony. I know the way that God moved within me. I was there when he took them demons out of me. I was there when he changed my life for the better. I was there for me when he set me free from the opinions of others. I was there when he came through and gave me a financial breakthrough. I was there when he renewed my mind and restored my heart. I was there so I can sit here perfectly sane, because I know what God did in my life. It says he was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. And God is saying today, I need you to rest in confidence. He wasn't worried about what they were saying. Imagine the way people talked about him. Really put yourself in his shoes. This was the man that walked around for years, and they would tie him up like some type of animal, and he would break through from those chains and then go right back into his crazy ways of fighting these demons and cutting himself up. Imagine the way that people were looking at him. And not only was he sitting there perfectly sane, it says that he was fully clothed. So yeah, I understand that I used to cut myself, but you can't even see that because my father covered it up. Really get into the word, y'all. Really see what God is showing us, that your past mistakes, I'll cover that up. It says he was fully clothed and perfectly sane. He wasn't naked. His scars wasn't visible. It wasn't showing. God had made him a new creature, but you want to hold on to my old identity. You want to keep me bound to my past. You want to focus on what I used to do, but I'm made brand new. So I'm sitting here and I'm fully clothed. My cuts are covered up. My past mistakes are covered up. It's covered in the blood. The way that I used to think is covered in the blood. The way that I used to carry myself is covered in the blood. The way that I used to accept any treatment is covered in the blood. The way that I used to snap back at you is covered in the blood. I'm fully clothed now, and I'm sitting here perfectly sane because I'm in my right mind, because I rested in confidence of who my father is, and not just based on what I can do, but what he can do. Because I realized that I was chained up and I was in shackles for years, and I was going through a cycle. I kept going through the same stuff. I would get get set free, then I would go through it again. I would get set free, then I would go through it again. So I realized that I couldn't be completely set free in my own strength. I had to put my confidence in my Father. So it says he was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane, and they were all afraid, because this is not y'all testimony in the first place. This wasn't y'all breakthrough in the first place. Y'all wasn't there in the process in the first place. So all y'all see now is that I'm fully clothed and I'm perfectly sane. And to y'all, how did this happen? Y'all trying to figure out, am I really changed? Y'all trying to figure out, how did this change come about? Y'all trying to question it. Y'all afraid. Y'all are terrified. But I'm resting in confidence because I know what my Father did in my life. So if you're sowing a seed today, we're sowing the confidence seed, because I'm confident in the change that God has placed within me. I'm confident in the fact that my mind and my heart is renewed. And even if it doesn't look like it to you, I know the process that I went through. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, we want to thank you for blessing us with another day. We want to thank you for giving us an opportunity to tap into your presence. Right now, Father God, I pray over each and every person that's listening to this episode, Father God. I pray that they receive this word of confidence. I pray that they use their strength and they use their mind to rely on you and not their own ability or what they can do, Father God, but the strength and the power that comes through your Holy Spirit, Father God. I pray that you set each and every person that's listening to this episode free from the chains and the shackles that they've been bound to multiple times, Father God. I pray that they're completely set free in you, Father God, that they're completely set free through your power and through your strength, Father God, so that they can be fully clothed in the Holy Spirit, so that they can be perfectly sane in your presence, Father God. We thank you for this word, and we thank you for the confidence that you're depositing in each and every person that listens to this episode, Father God. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. If you would like to sow the confidence seed, that information will be in the description box. Thank you guys for the birthday wishes, and I will talk to you guys later.